other than at least one person. And I said, that's the name of the game. That's the name of the game. And if anybody says, oh, no, no, we're all equal, they are kidding themselves. And maybe in theory or in high voltage thesis, honey, but that is not where they live. And a lot of people would say, oh, Carolyn, what? I'm right on the money. Pardon the pun. Okay. And that's the human condition. And how we feel better is we strut our stuff. Yeah? So if we don't have stuff, watch it. If I suddenly de-stuffed you, or if the gods did, how'd you feel about yourself? Would you feel just the same way you do now? Now, I don't think so. You wouldn't. You wouldn't. This is one of the reasons why watch me connect it to a prayer. It is impossible for 90% of people to say, God, take whatever you need and just lead me. If you need to take it and wipe out the account, do it, which doesn't mean the heavens needs your money. What do they need your money for? But your greatest fear is if you surrender, poverty will be the result. So the idea of saying, just carry me away, lead me to my fullest spiritual potential. I have the self-esteem to go with. I have that level of esteem. You can't do because you're afraid of a financial wipeout. That's what's true. My experience has shown me that people cannot say that prayer because they are so terrified that the result of it will be a financial catastrophe. Let me just say that there is a relationship that you need to look at yourself between what finances mean to you and self-esteem. And you know what? There is nothing wrong with stuff. I love stuff. I am a primetime stuffologist. All right, and that's totally fine. But you also have to take a look at, do you need to stuff it, stuffology? Do you ever compensate for who you are or what your place is in life with stuff? Do you know what? I've known a few people, and I probably know a lot more, but who I know are completely broke behind the scenes. I happen to know that for a fact. But if you saw them in front of the scenes, I know one who has one of those high voltage BMWs. I don't speak numbers, but it's got numbers on the BMW 59,200 or whatever it is. And, you know, they always drive Mercedes or BMWs. They have to present it, and the car does the talking for them. And I happen to know this one person lived in a flat, a rented house, with four other people, none of whom was employed as an actor, which is what they all wanted to do. Isn't it always the case? Guess what city I was in? But if you go there, they all have these high-voltage cars. Isn't that amazing? Or that whole addiction of, you know, spending addicts where they can't stop? They don't have a spending addiction. They have absolutely runaway low self-esteem. You know, my self-esteem is in this thing, and that thing. It's just amazing. Connect it out just for an exercise, just for fun. Start observing your associations when you observe finances in any way, shape, or form. Whether you have ever felt less than someone who has a lot of money. Do you ever have that feeling? Okay, that shows you your vulnerability to equaling power with money. And that means self-esteem with money. And that means, here comes, where are we going with this? Here's the bottom line. It means that a lot of the guidance you receive in life, you will discount because at some level, you don't see its financial value. How many times will someone say, this is a ridiculous idea. How are you going to make any money on this? Oh, yeah, you didn't think I was going anywhere with this idea? This is the major piece, which is if you don't have a kind of survival self-esteem or respect for yourself, and if you live in this money thing, which you do, first thing you better do is face it. In some way, shape, or form, you're wading in that water. You have to understand that value system is the one against which you place any guidance for the direction of your life. And that's what's so. So you can jam the voice of heaven in any which way you want. But at the end of the day, you have to recognize it's your relationship with money, low self-esteem, and your fear that you won't be able to survive. And that you measure, rate, interpret, and hear guidance against a financial scale. So just keep that in mind, because that's what's true. And when I say this isn't a pleasant thing to talk about, there you go. It's not. And it's what's true. Now then, finally, we're going to go to health. I think by this time, you can see the coordinates. That repression of the self does a whole lot to influence the quality of your health. I don't think it's all that difficult to recall what it feels like to have your esteem criticized. I don't think anybody needs a little exercise about this time to say, visualize someone who says it. You know exactly what that is. But can you also remember, and you need to, when you've slaughtered someone else's self-esteem? Because you know you have. You know you have. And as I said to you all along, developing your self-esteem means respecting the fact that you've got to help others develop theirs. And you can never just engage in a subject like this or in a process like this and think it's one-sided. You have to remember that you've potentially done enough damage to others. It's not only what's been done to you. But let's take a look at it with health. There comes a point, and I can tell you right now, where your body's going to scream, it's had enough. And your body registers low self-esteem in a